Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County Edition, presented by Jenny Williams and our friends over at Gills Ace Hardware, and joined by State Representative Mike Sparks, two-term State Representative Mike Sparks.
Not a freshman anymore. I'm glad.
The freshmen get picked on?
Well, we don't have no respect.
Who are you, Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah, that's what you feel like, you know, being a freshman, but I guess I'm a sophomore now.
You're a sophomore legislator, huh?
That's it. Now we've got folks like Don White here joining us that we can pick on that are freshmen.
You better be careful where you pick. I'm just here to tell you.
No, everybody's usually pretty good. But, you know, your first 2 years, I try to just kind of listen and learn.
You know, she could very easily, you know, fill your spot here.
She could on
the show since you know. Hold on, Don. Let me turn your mic up there.
That's right. I'm angling for this.
That's it. That's
you
it.
Know, because she now has an in with me.
Yeah,
she's my state representative, and
that's
you
right.
know, I got dumped.
All right. Yeah.
I feel like I went on a date.
We carved you out.
First date. And
did y'all have a breakup
out?
Box too?
We carved you out.
But I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, me too. A lot of work.
Nobody could be more glad than I am.
Yeah, she had a primary to go through, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Been campaigning since when, May?
We've done this 10 months. It's been a wonderful experience, but I'd lie to you if I said I wasn't jumping for joy Tuesday night.
Yeah, I can only imagine all the ads. You know, can you imagine the money that was spent nationally, on the presidential campaign? The billion, was it $1 billion?
It was over a billion.
A lot of money spent.
Yes.
A lot of money spent here in South Tennessee.
That's very true. We really didn't have any contested races to speak of. I mean, you had an opponent, and there were a few others, but, you know.
I would argue they would say they were contested.
Well, maybe so, but I mean,
sure,
the results.
Sure, they worked hard.
Sure. The results don't show that. I mean, I think 55%, 55-45 was the closest of any of those races.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of work. I tell you, I respect anyone running. You know, I mean, I even give, you know, kudos to my opponent, Mike Williams, you know, and
Bob New. He
and then,
worked very hard.
Who was it to run against?
Luke Dickerson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ran against Womack.
Yeah. And all of them run, I thought, good races. You know, they worked hard.
And it's hard putting your name out on the ballot. And,
oh, it is.
You know, I mean, that's a step out, and I admire anybody that does it.
Well, if you don't have people that do it, I mean, it's not a glorious job.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it is hard work. You know, if you truly care, it is hard work because, you know, it's designed to be kind of a part-time position. But this is what I say: the issues are full-time. You know, someone losing their home or they can't find a job, or you know, there's the just excessive regulation on small business that I know Don's well familiar with. You know, you hear the issues, you get the phone calls, and you got to return the calls. You know, you got to pay attention to these issues.
Well, speaking of that, Don, I'm sure you'll be, you know, good to come on with us. Bart has a show once a month starting in January, and we're adding a new state legislator here in the mix with the brand new district. So kind of learn the ropes there, but it's a good opportunity for folks to be able to call in a forum and let their state lawmakers know how they feel about things. Just wanted to get your background. Maybe a lot of folks don't know your background. Mike just mentioned something about small business. Maybe somebody doesn't know about that. Kind of tell me what's going on with
you.
Well,
I'm a lifelong Rutherford County resident. Grew up in Eagleville. Went to Riverdale for high school. Then went on to MTSU. Got an education degree. Started teaching at Black Fox Elementary for 7 years. Wonderful school with wonderful teachers. And then decided to open up my own small business. And so we sell vacuum cleaners and sewing machines and all their parts and supplies online, and we warehouse everything in Smyrna across the Nissan plant, and we have 7 employees.
Oh, wow. So that from the classroom to a businesswoman, huh?
Yes. I always laugh and say I taught kindergarten, and 5-year-olds will teach you everything you need to know about life and business in general. So, yes.
Well, you know, I that Eagleville accent that you have there really
kind of
gives you away that you're a Rutherford Countyan.
Yes. You didn't think I was from New Jersey, did
no,
you?
No, no. You didn't sound like Chris Christie or anything like
no.
that. But why did you want to run for this office?
With my education background, you know, I have a heart and passion for education. I think we're going to have to look at all avenues and look at education reform. And then, of course, going throughout the district door-to-door, talking to as many voters as possible, business owners, you know, jobs in the economy. Tennessee is very business-friendly, but we've got to make it the most business-friendly state to attract more jobs to help our economy, of course. And, of course, Rutherford County's done a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. But there are still people hurting and need a job in Rutherford County.
I could not imagine being in some other states like
New Jersey.
Like New Jersey. Well, now.
Yeah.
But, you know, Michigan and the Rust Belt that we've heard a lot about during the presidential campaign, those particular areas that are hurting because industry is closing and moving out, we're in a very fortunate position, but if we don't keep Tennessee and Rutherford County especially viable, it could change quickly.
Right. And that's the concern of, you know, a lot of people just going door to door and talking to as many voters as I could in the 37th district. That is on everyone's mind.
37th. I can't get used to that. 37. How did they come up with all those numbers?
I forgot where 37 previously was.
It was somewhere else, and they just
was it Knoxville? Was it the Knoxville area?
I don't know. I know it's North Memphis.
Thought you said it was Memphis area.
Was it Memphis? I can't recall where it was at. I know Jenny Richardson, that was out of the former Shelby County legislator, and she. I'd asked her. I said, "Where are you from?" She said, "Where's your district?" She said, "Knoxville." And I said, "No, seriously, where's your district?" Because I'm thinking, you're from Memphis. And she said, "No, my district now is in Knoxville. This is like the 82nd district or something." And I got a kick out of it.
Oh, so they moved the.
They lost. Yeah, they lost because of the population redistricting. Mm-hmm. Knox County picked up some seats. We picked up a seat, and that number went to Knox County. And I think that was a former Shelby County number. I can't recall.
So they don't renumber the district.
They try to keep them close. From what my understanding, they try to keep them kind of close knit like that, to where it doesn't throw folks off. But
having an 82 in the middle of the ones that are in
yeah,
the 40s
kind of does throw you off a little bit.
To me, the having the numbers completely different would be easier, because you know 47, 49, you know
48.
I mean, it's just kind of hard to know.
Well, you know, having a new district. I mean, I was asked, are you comfortable with? You want to just keep your number? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to change my number. You know, just keep 49. I mean, I guess if you wanted to pick up that number, you could. Mm-hmm. You know, but. No one in their right mind would really want to change their number, especially after you've already been elected and been campaigning on that.
It's
know?
Like your high school jersey, football jersey. You yeah, don't change your number yeah. during the middle of the game.
Unless you have 13, I guess.
Speaking of high schools, this was my old high school. It's been years since I've been sitting right here in front of this stage right here. You know?
We know that you didn't sit here. You sat in the office across the way.
I had a few occasions I had to sit there. I was just sharing with someone, Mr. Rakes, having been in trouble with Mr. Rakes one time and getting... He didn't play around. He would tear you up, you know.
He probably deserved it.
It's a badge
of
honor, though. Is it paddled by Mr. Riggs? Yes.
Is there a support group out there now?
There is. I tell you what, he paddled a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. I guess he did. Don, you get to go to Nashville starting in January, but I guess what happens between now and then? There has to be some kind of acclimation process for you.
Yes. I think the 26th we have the caucus meeting.
Yeah. I've been trying to find her a secretary.
That's right. I need a good secretary, one to keep me in line, because as we all know, secretaries run the world.
They sure do.
Yes, they do. And so then we have, I think, freshman orientation the 27th, the next day. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everything's getting started. Very excited about learning. Of course, I know as a freshman, I'm going down there just like, you know, you were a freshman in high school or a freshman in college. You know, you've got a lot to learn, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I know that it will be a challenge, but one that sounds like that you're up for, and now I'm glad Rutherford County has more representation.
Exactly. Well, I wanted one that could also represent Laverne, you know, and that's what we
got. Oh, yes. And we met some wonderful people in Laverne throughout the process, and I'm very excited to represent them as well.
So now your district covers mostly Smyrna-Laverne area and some Murfreesboro?
It's North Murfreesboro. They tried to use 231 as a dividing line on major roads. Mm-hmm. And so I have going out 231 from Murfreesboro, I have all the left-hand side, the Walter Hill side. And then coming in from Murfreesboro to Smyrna, I have all of the right-hand side, the Nissan area, and then I go into Lake Farm and some of the surrounding streets in that subdivision in Laverne.
Oh, very good. Well, I know that you'll have You'll have fun, I guess. Is it fun that you have there?
Well, it's challenging. It's fun, but challenging. It's frustrating because it's so fast-paced. I mean, literally, you may have to get you on some almost tennis shoes to run because it's literally you will almost be running.
Right.
You'll see what I'm saying. It gets fast.
It's a good exercise program.
Well, it really is. It's just your things change so quickly. You know, you meet with somebody over here, and then you meet someone over here on a totally different subject. You know.
Love the traffic too, and everything.
Oh, it gets very busy.
Right. Snow.
Oh yeah, I got my first when I was gonna get sworn in. I got snowed in that night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are times that asked Rick Womack. He got stuck in traffic.
You wanted to make sure that you got there.
Yes, I couldn't miss your swearing-in ceremony. You know, be late for that. You know,
that's a very important day.
Seriously, yeah, you don't want to miss that.
That'd be right. Kind of tough. But well, anyway, Donna, it's good to see you, and congratulations on your win.
Well,
I know that
you
were one of the only ones at the election commission. I guess what was that Tuesday night? Just because. We didn't have many results, but you did show up down there, I guess, to see see how things were going. So.
Finally, I think we shut down Maple Street. Of course, we had our party over at Maple Street. We finally shut that down, and so we said, well, where are we going to go now? Well, the election commission's definitely open, so we just walked over there.
Yeah, they were open, that's for sure. So, but congratulations again, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. If there's anything we can do to help get the word out to constituents in your district, just be sure to let us know.
Of course, and my website, of course, I know I'll get an official state email address, but for right now, if you've got any concerns or just want to have some talk about issues or whatever, you can go to my website, votedown.com, and there's a link on there to email me, or the email straightdown@votedown.com.
Very good. I've got a noisy neighbor who I may need to talk to you about.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Don White joining us. We're going to come back here in just a moment. Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County edition presented by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, continues in a moment. We're broadcasting live from Smyrna Middle School. We'll return in a moment.
I'm Dr. Britt Miatan, a cardiologist with St. Thomas Heart at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Did you know that St. Thomas Heart is Middle Tennessee's number one rated heart program? At MTMC, we offer comprehensive services for the treatment and prevention of heart disease. From early diagnosis to minimally invasive surgical procedures, St. Thomas Heart at MTMC offers you heart care close to home. For information, visit heartasone.com or call 867-5028.
It could be any moment the deer of a lifetime walks by, and you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
All right, now you hit that one, my boy.
We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it. If we don't have it, we'll get it.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street, just down from the old International Paper location.
Southern Community Bank, unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing, and our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get your good neighbor events to us in writing 2 weeks before they occur. We'll put them on the radio and the internet. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
We might be getting a new Walmart. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Months of speculation has ended. A site plan was submitted this week by Walmart to build a store on Memorial Boulevard. The Supercenter, if approved, will be located across from Adams Place Assisted Living Facility at the intersection with Murfreesboro Airport. The 17 acres for the proposed Walmart is already properly zoned for such a facility, and the Murfreesboro Planning Commission will consider the site plan in its November 21st meeting. The news is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told you have to live with pain, relief is possible. Call Dr. Mark Kester at 895-1253.
A TSU football player collapsed and died during practice. 19-year-old Wayne Jones was rushed to Baptist Medical Center about 4 o'clock Wednesday after becoming unresponsive during practice. He died at the hospital. Jones played football and basketball at Smyrna High School. TSU Athletic Director Teresa Phillips said it's a tragic day for the university, and they're devastated by the sudden passing of Jones. He was a redshirt freshman for the Tigers and just graduated from Smyrna last spring. The Child Advocacy Center is sponsoring the Turkey Tee-Off Golf Tournament on Saturday, November 10th at Cedar Crest Golf Course, 7972 Mona Road. All the proceeds will benefit the children who have been abused. If you'd like to be a sponsor, golfer, or make a contribution, please contact the Child Advocacy Center at 867-9000. And the Murfreesboro Ladies Sewing Group is asking the public for their help in making blankets for children affected by Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast. Local resident Jill Schaefer explains what Project Linus is.
Project Linus is an international organization that provides warm and comforting blankets for children that are seriously traumatized or ill.
Volunteers will meet again at the Agriculture Center in Murfreesboro, November 17th. This is WGNS News.
Hello, everybody. This is Doyle Mayfield of the legendary country duo Doyle and Debbie. Say hello, Debbie.
Hello, everybody.
You know, Debbie, Tennessee Cash is a lot like a great old country song that you almost forgot about.
It's only rewarding if you remember to play it.
And if you was to play that song more often, your chances would improve, wouldn't they, Debbie?
I think you may have strained your metaphor, Doyle.
Ouch.
What Doyle's saying here is that the Tennessee Lottery is drawing Tennessee Cash winners 3 times a week.
And not only that, chances are better because you can only play for jackpots in Tennessee.
Exactly. Big cash jackpots and better Tennessee odds.
Tell them, buddy.
Folks, don't forget, Tennessee Cash jackpots start at $200,000 and draw every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
With Tennessee Country Crackpots. Saying to you about jackpots.
10 years ago this week, the voters of Tennessee passed the referendum to bring a lottery to the state of Tennessee. Thanks to you, we've now raised nearly $2.5 billion for education.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. Don't forget to try one of our delicious half-pound cheeseburgers. You can get them just about any way you want them, mushrooms, bacon, you name it. It's fresh ground beef, hand-pattied right before you order it. Come on down to Toots and get a burger. And make sure you visit Toots.com. Join our birthday club, and each year on your birthday, we'll send you a gift certificate. Good at any of our Toots locations.
Toots. Good food and fun. Toots.
Count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
And we welcome you back in as we continue Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County edition today, presented by Gill's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive. 46 degrees after a very foggy morning. It's beginning to lift here a little bit. Going to have a great day warming up this week as well, back into the 70s. Feeling a lot like summertime again, almost.
Feels good out there.
It does. We're here at Smyrna Middle School to talk about some of the great things here in the second half hour that are going on at Smyrna Middle. And Jeannie Nicholson is the principal here, and she has got a great staff, apparently, don't you? You've got them all here. They're eager, ready to go, especially Suzanne.
Great crew.
She's ready to talk. And
best admin team. In the world.
This is your first year here?
My first year here, yes.
Now, but you've been in education here for a long time in the county.
Yes, it's my first year as principal. I was assistant principal for 5 years at Eagleville. I did some time at Kittrell and Rockville Middle. I taught at Rockville Elementary when it was the K-8 for 15 years prior to that.
Wow. So those people who I was mentioning just a second ago, you know all of them well.
I do know them very well. I will keep those stories to myself this morning, though.
Okay. Yeah, maybe afterward we should have a conversation.
We'll chat.
You know, when you work with people, you kind of need a few stories as leverage to keep them quiet.
There we go.
I could use one or two on Johnson. But anyway, how's it been being here?
I love it. It's a great place. I came in this year and... We've made a few changes, and things are just rocking and rolling. Great kids, great faculty. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Now, when you first came in, was there a total change in terms of administration? I mean, everybody, it was kind of a big change here for the school and for the kids.
It was a big change for the school. I came in, Mr. Festervan was here last year, Miss Stansberry. It's her first year. I brought her on, and most of the faculty is the same faculty from last year. We had a handful of new folks that we brought in, but faculty, a lot of them are the same, and then Mr. Festervan in the front office, and that crew's still from last year.
So you're the veteran here, I guess.
Kind of seasoned vet, yeah.
Right. You have battle scars to prove it, I guess.
Lots,
too.
plenty, but they're getting better.
This has been, I guess, a middle school since the high school was built.
Right.
I can't remember what year.
It's been a while. I came in last year and they gave me a rundown of the history and, you know, told me that these things were here back when it was a high school, and there's so much history here that, you know, everybody that comes in either went through here or their kids are going through here, or, you know, multiple generations of kids that gone through school here. So that's kind of the neat part about being here. It's, you know, it's a little bit older than all these new schools that are being built, but it's got a lot of tradition and, you know, character about it. So we like that about it.
I would assume you probably have third and maybe in probably, I don't know, maybe fourth generation coming through.
I know my father-in-law was here, my nephew's here, you know, here in front of me today that's coming up. So there's three generations right there.
Well,
Mr. Rakes had three generations. He's taught three generations.
Mm-hmm. From the high school perspective, so a lot of history here at Smyrna Middle School. Okay, you'll have to grab that microphone. You can't get out of it. Suzanne Stansberry is an assistant here as well. I'm going to ask you the hard question. Okay. Why is it
talking at the microphone?
Why is it someone would want to get into education? That's maybe a hard question, maybe an easy question, but why do you do what you do?
The love of the children. First off, I grew up in Rutherford County. I started off at David Urey, so I'm a Rutherford Countyan all the way. Graduated at Laverne High School in 2000, and the people along the way, the teachers, the coaches, that's really inspired me to become what I am today. It started out wanting to coach, love of basketball, love of soccer, and then with the discipline in education, just having that role model to show these students that people do care about them, that regardless of where you come from, you can be successful and you can succeed. And that's what I wanted. That's why I became an assistant principal, to show these students that.
And, of course, you spent some years in the classroom and all that as well. So I'll let you catch your breath. That was good.
I'm good.
There you go.
She mentioned sports, and I know middle schools, the middle schools here in the county have big sports programs. And those extracurricular activities are so very important. And Jeannie, I guess I'll ask you this, because you've been at a school that has, I guess, Eagleville's K-12. So, I mean, you've
correct,
been there and see all the middle and high school sports. The fact that kids have an opportunity to participate, we're going to talk to some student council folks here in just a minute, something extracurricular, something after school, something to take their mind off other things, to keep them out of other things, that's almost as important as in the books.
It is. Would like to say first home game is Monday night. Got our first basketball game. We're looking for a big crowd there. But yes, athletics, not only athletics, but clubs and sports.
Right.
There's sports, but there's also clubs and other activities. We have everything from a art club to an archery club to the football and basketball. We do our very best to get every student involved in something in an extracurricular fashion.
You've got to have that, though, because to me there's a withdrawal process that kids go through. I've got a seventh grader, so I'm very familiar with that. And
well, she spoke earlier about increase in parental involvement, which I was glad to hear you say that.
Yes, sir.
You know, that it's got to be challenging these days.
It is, but it's like a whole new world here this year. And you know, I don't know what was here before, but we're all about the community. We're about the parents. We've, before school started, we had a family community night, and we look to have another one in the spring, and trying to get some parents. They've been supportive, but sometimes they just weren't really sure in what way their support would be best used. And so we've been trying to get the word out on things that they can do to help and support the school and their children. And same thing with community. We've reached out to the community, and we've had such fabulous support from both the parents and the community.
The fact that you have to have teachers and others who step up to coach. Let's just take sports, for instance. It's the easy one, but I mean, you have someone in charge of student council and those type of things. When you have these extra activities, this is on top of what they do in the classroom, and this is on top of even more stringent demands, I guess, on their time in the classroom.
Education and the daily classroom, that's their number one for everybody on my faculty. But they all go above and beyond. The ones that do sponsor activities, a lot of them, it's just out of the goodness of their heart because they love the kids and they want to see the kids succeed. And they know that getting them here for extracurricular activities will have them more motivated to be at school and be successful.
You know, James, let me talk to you about this, because my son, I guess I might as well tell you, he goes to Siegel Middle School, and there probably booze somewhere around. That's okay.
Siegel's a good school.
Siegel is a good school. We have great schools here in the county.
We do.
The fact that what I have seen is, and I didn't have the middle school opportunity. I went to a K-8 and then to high school. But what I've seen is the love of school. You know, as a seventh grader, I went to Oakland, and of course I joke with him that I'm going to take him to Oakland or whatever, and he says, no, I'm going to Siegel. All of this kind of stuff. It's a school spirit thing, is what I'm saying. So you get that same thing from Smyrna Middle to Smyrna High, I'm sure.
Definitely.
It's important to build that pride and build up these kids, because some of them don't get it.
It really is, and they won't really get it until later down the line. I mean, I graduated from Oakland in 98 as well, and one of the best things, what got me in education was Tim Daggett got me on when Oakland and Siegel split and got me on to help coach the cross-country team, and that really got me involved in education. And, I realized, I want to do it because I'm a Patriot. I mean, that was what I was. And later down the line, they'll get that, but it's starting to such an earlier age now where, we have things that go on all throughout the year that these kids are invested in. I mean, student council, but I mean, football and things like that. And we realize that you've got to make it important to them and build it up, making a big thing, because that's what they're going to fall back on and remember. We just had a homecoming game this year for football, and we had homecoming king and queen. Well, to my knowledge, they've never done that here. And this was the first year we did, and we had the largest crowd we've ever had at a football game. And, that's the kind of stuff that's going to bring these kids back, and they're going to get them excited about being at school here and know that, when I get to Smyrna High School, they're going to do the same thing there. And we want to try to do as much at the middle school level, that the high school does, to get them, transition really, well into it, but also get them, a sense of pride in their school and know that when they get to the big show, that it's going to be even bigger and better. And, they're going to have a lot more opportunities and a lot more enthusiasm, going throughout those 4 years.
Suzanne, let me ask you this. I don't think it's a hard question. To me, sixth grade was the easy grade, and seventh grade was the tough grade for me. But my son had challenges in sixth grade, just the transition from elementary school to middle school. Is that the case kind of around the block? Is sixth grade the toughest year now when you make that transition?
I think so. I mean, because they're going from a self-contained class to now four or five different classes.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, it's different. And I think across the board, I think any sixth grader would say that.
I think there's a little more freedom too, they don't know how to use that.
Exactly, and with Mr. Fetchner was saying, we try to get them prepared for high school as much as possible, and in return, that freedom needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think so. I would say sixth grade would be a hard year. Plus, you have different attitudes, different friends. That when you go from the summer of that fifth grade year going into the fall of your sixth grade, people change a lot. And I think they realize that.
There's a lot of crying from August to September as well. that tends to phase out a little bit.
Well, I know that it was definitely an experience, but you've got really good schools here in Rutherford County, and I know we're here in Smyrna, and Jeannie, we're talking here about Smyrna Middle School, but you go anywhere, and you've got principals and assistant principals, administrators, and teachers who really care about these young people.
We are an exemplary school district. We've got some of the best schools in the state. The whole county, I cannot brag on them more.
Well, it's been great to have you here as well, and we're going to talk after this break to some of the student council folks, and it looks like they're reading over notes and
they're practicing. It's a good group.
Good group. It looks like a good group, but we'll see what they have to say. I may have to. Mike, you throw them a curveball every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
They're ready.
It's fun.
They're ready to go. All right. Well, we're going to do that in just a moment. Thanks for inviting us out to the school here today.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Jeannie Nicholson, the principal here, and James Festervand and Suzanne Stansberry. And Suzanne's going to stay around and sing for us in just a few minutes, I think. Maybe not. We're going to come back and have more conversation as we continue Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County Edition, presented by Gills Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Stay with us.
Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Have low interest rates and ongoing market volatility jeopardized your financial peace of mind? There is a solution. Work with a professional that believes in safe money alternatives. For 24 years, Doug King of King Financial Management specialized in strategies that provide asset protection, moderate growth, and guaranteed retirement income. Call Doug today at 877-890-5489 so that tomorrow your money will be working smarter for you. Online at kingfinancialmanagement.com. That's kingfinancialmanagement.com.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area, we'll have plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds around 5. Clear skies for tonight, low of 35 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Thaluber.
Right now, it is 48.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 223-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
Have you ever considered how trust plays an important role every time you buy something? Today's savvy consumers know the most important step to customer trust and satisfaction is doing business with a company that has made a public commitment to doing what is right. All BBB members have made that commitment. Check out GoBBB.org for a list of our accredited businesses. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
We're talking with Dr. Rishi Saxena, this area's only certified physician in heart CT, about the 64-slice CT scan.
Before you go for heart catheterization because of chest pain or minor abnormality in stress test, you need to consider this non-invasive device to find out about the blockage. Or if you just have risk factor, you're not having any chest pain, you want to find out flag early so you could act on it.
No needles, no pain, it only takes minutes. Call 896-4800. Dr. Rishi Saxena.
Capture the spirit of the season with a trip to Haynes Jubilee Hardware. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Jubilee Hardware. Today, a three-piece steak light set is $9.99 while supplies last. Each battery-operated steak light features 15 LED lights that twinkle at random to create an appealing light display. Set your lights to twinkle steadily or to stay on for 6 hours and off for 18. The choice is yours. $9.99 while supplies last at Haynes Jubilee Hardware on Memorial behind Reeves St. Drugstore. Haynes Jubilee Hardware. Start right, start here.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
And we welcome you back in as we continue broadcasting live from Smyrna Middle School. Brian Barrett, along with State Representative Mike Sparks, our program presented by Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, the North Rutherford County edition. We do this every couple of weeks here, and we're going to talk to some of the student council members here at Smyrna Middle School, home of the Panthers.
Yeah.
You were a Bulldog, I guess.
We were Bulldogs.
Yeah, at the high school. Yep. They just kept the Bulldogs.
I guess they'll be future Bulldogs.
I would say most of them here. Now, what brought us here to begin with?
Well, you know, we just try to cover, as you know, try to cover a lot of things. And we've been to Thurman Francis. We've been to Smyrna West School on several occasions. And we had never made it out here. And run into a teacher the other day at the voting precinct and said, hey, don't do a show out there. So he helped us out. And then I didn't know my nephew here was on the student council. I was telling him the other day, he was like, yeah, I'm on the student council. I was like, well, hey, maybe you could come on the air with us.
Future state representative, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. If he's interested. As long as he don't run against me, I guess.
Now, is this...
this will be okay then, won't we, Ben?
I think that could be interesting. I'll give you a few pointers, and well, you probably have all the backstories you need to run against him.
He's got all the dirt anyway.
Now, that's Ben, right?
Yeah, Ben.
Ben Smith. Yes, what are you going to talk to us about? I see you have some notes. You've got some events you want to talk about?
Well, for student council during the spring, we'll probably be doing a car wash just to earn some money to help the school. And maybe we'll clean up the park and the school, too. And down by the library, the paw prints, we'll probably paint those again. And during the Decoration Memorial Garden, we'll put some flowers on it with some money that we earn.
All right, so the paw prints that we saw, like, walking in, you're going to repaint some of those around the school?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. That's good stuff. And now, Angela, are you Angela? Okay, pull up. You can use that microphone there and let you move that one around. I have no idea how to say your last name, so pull that mic up really close and tell. How do you say it?
It's Pamala.
Pamala. Okay. Well, very good. Tell me what you got on your agenda there.
Well, the past week we had a food drive, and we collected around 2,000 cans for the homeless people who don't have food and all.
Mm-hmm.
So that went really great. And, like, we had the homecoming dance that we raised a lot of money for and to help the football teams and stuff. So that went really well, too. And so we...
Don't be nervous. Why are you involved in student council?
Well, the reason I'm involved was that I thought it could, like, it would help me in, like, in future reference to, like, my resume and stuff for schools.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I mostly join student council.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 8th grade.
You're in 8th grade, and you're thinking about what you want to put on your resume.
Yes. I joined also a lot of clubs, too, this year, just to to have some background information.
Mm-hmm. Now, what other clubs are you involved in?
Well, I joined Beta Club, which that would be a good for me. And I also had band, because, like, for some reason, I've been interested in music ever since I was little. So I thought, like, because all of these, I love to do them all.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I also like to help people, so it's part of, like, how I am and all.
Well, very good. Ben, I didn't get to ask you, so what made you want to, what interested you in the student council, I guess, is a better way to ask that.
Well, in 7th grade, when Miss McGee wanted to know who wanted to be in it, I didn't really understand what it was, so I just raised my hand, and I got voted in.
Well, are you glad about that now?
I kind of didn't really care for it in 7th grade, and then sort of the end, I kind of liked it. And then when 8th grade came, I really wanted to do it because I enjoyed it.
So what changed?
I just decided to get more involved in everything. And last year when she would, like, want to go and do events, I didn't really care for them. But this year I'm going to them.
See, that's the thing about it, the involvement.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Well, you need encouragement, too. So, you know, kudos to that teacher that stepped up and asked.
Absolutely.
You about it.
Let's get the chatterboxes over here. Who's going to talk? One's embarrassed and one's not. What's your name?
I'm Maya.
Maya, what's your last name?
Hassan.
Okay. Maya, what do you want to talk about here today?
Okay. Well, next week, Monday, well, we're having an Educators Week. Monday, we're going to celebrate, not really celebrate, but... we're going to honor Veterans Day. And then Tuesday, we're having Parents Day. And then Wednesday, we're having EA and Janitors Day. And then Thursday is Teachers Day. And Friday is Substitute Day. And we're going to try to do something special for each of those people on those days.
Mm-hmm. That's all next week?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a very special week for all those people, huh?
Yeah.
All right. There's a whole page there, so what else do you want to pick up? She's
okay.
Looking. Okay.
For Christmas, we're going to sponsor an angel around Christmas. Oh, yeah. We're going to go to Walmart, I guess, and get them a whole bunch of gifts or whatever they want.
Very good. Tell me why you are in student council.
Well, my class voted for me.
Mm-hmm.
They nominated me, and then I thought it would be fun because I've never really been in student council before. But then last year I was in Panther Pride, and we fed the homeless. We did a whole bunch of stuff for the school, so it was almost the same thing.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
And I'm also in Beta Club.
Beta Club.
Mm-hmm.
Good things about that. I've heard good things there. Who's your friend who gets embarrassed behind you?
Lindsay Gentry.
Lindsay Gentry. Is Lindsay going to say anything, or is she just going to say hi? I at least going to get your name on the radio. She's shaking her head no. So, but all right. So let's see. Who else have we not had a chance to talk to? Let's swing that mic on around. Now, I'm going to. Are you Madison? All right. So Madison Harris. The only name here that I can pronounce other than Smith, by the way. So, well, there's Gentry. I got your name, too. Anyway, tell me about you. What have you got to talk about today?
In February, we're going to a local church, and we're feeding the homeless on a Friday.
Oh, wow. How many are in student council? Do you know?
Oh, a lot. There's like, a person from every homeroom.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, were you elected, or how does the whole process work? I don't understand.
We raised our hands to vote for who wanted to be in the student council, and then our class, like, elected who would be best for.
Mm-hmm. Is it a homeroom class, and one person out of each homeroom mm-hmm. is represented on the student council? Now, are there offices in student council? Do you have a president and a vice president and all that kind of thing, or is it just a whole group?
It's just
a whole group of folks. All right, let's see. Last but not least, I guess, I'm looking at my names. You're going to have to help me. I'm sorry.
My name is Shahad Abbas.
Okay. I was going to say that, but then, you know, I got the Abbas part, I think. But anyway, tell me about what you've got to talk about here.
The biggest thing we did in the past was the canned dry food. And we raised over 2,000 cans. And these cans will be going to the local Smyrna and Laverne food bank. And there was a winning homeroom that raised over 600 cans.
Wow. 600 of how? Of 2,000?
Who was
yes.
that? Is, that's pretty awesome.
Miss so, Newman?
Miss Newman's class?
Wow.
Well, that's great. Anything coming up here in the future you want to pass along here?
We are planning to make a car wash fundraiser in the spring to help the school and prepare things that can make the school look better.
School improvement, that's all good stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you being here. Mike, that's been good.
Especially 2,000 cans, and especially Smyrna Laverne Food Bank right now. Y'all need to hear this. Their demand is up, I guarantee it. And that's impressive, 2,000 cans.
During this time of the year, that's for sure.
I guess you call that service learning. That's great.
That's going to do it for the show today. Enjoy the Midday Report, which is coming up next.
This is your Good Network. WGNS Murfreesboro, WETVLP Murfreesboro, W263 AI Murfreesboro, and W270 AF Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Norris of Franklin Road Baptist Church. So, what are you looking for in a church? I believe the church is a critical part of life for anyone who wants to grow their personal walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is a place where we can open God's Word together and gain insight into how He wants us to live our lives and how He wants us to minister to those around us. It's where we can find biblical direction that will help us meet the challenges we face in today's life. It also serves as a place where we can draw strength and encouragement from other believers. But most importantly, it is a place where people can find God's purpose and plan for their lives. Here at Franklin Road Baptist Church, we want to help with your relationship with the Lord Jesus.
Visit Franklin Road Baptist Church on the internet at frbc.com. Franklin Road Baptist Church, down the street from Cason Lane on Highway 96, which is also known as Franklin Road in Murfreesboro.
ReefSane family of medical services has been growing for more than 30 years, always striving to serve our customers better. This is Lori Sane Smith at ReefSane. We are committed to innovative pharmacy care and excellence in healthcare. We are committed to providing a welcoming setting for you when you visit or a professional and informative visit when we deliver to you. You can count on us to bring you great products and services when you need them and where you need them. That's the ReefSane way. ReefSane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit us at ReefSane.com.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been matched by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
There could be a new Walmart here. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Well, months of speculation has ended. A site plan was submitted this week by Walmart to build a store on Memorial Boulevard. The Supercenter, if approved, will be located across from Adams Place Assisted Living Facility at the intersection of the Murfreesboro Airport. The 17 acres for the proposed Walmart already properly zoned for such a facility, and the Murfreesboro Planning Commission will consider the site plan at its November 21st meeting. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. For more than 20 years, Dr. Mark Kester has helped thousands of your friends and neighbors find relief from pain. For a free consultation, call 895-1253. A TSU football player collapsed and died during practice. 19-year-old Wayne Jones rushed to Baptist Medical Center about 4 o'clock Wednesday after becoming unresponsive during practice. He died at the hospital. Jones played football and basketball at Smyrna High School. TSU Athletic Director Teresa Phillips says it's a tragic day for the university, and they are devastated by the sudden passing of Jones. He was a redshirt freshman for the Tigers. He just graduated from Smyrna last spring. The Murfreesboro Ladies Sewing Group is asking the public for their help in making blankets for children affected by Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast. The event will be at the Rutherford County Ag Center on John Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro, November 17th from 9:30 to 2:30. Bring your lunch and a drink. For volunteer information, call Tina Wilkie at 615-449-5097. The Child Advocacy Center sponsoring the Turkey Tee-Off Golf Tournament on Saturday, November 10th at Cedar Crest Golf Course, 7972 Mona Road. All of the proceeds will benefit children who have been abused. If you'd like to be a sponsored golfer or just make a contribution, please contact the Child Advocacy Center at 867-9000. I'm Ron Jordan. You're up to date. This is WGNS News.